You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I got two of the freshest young ladies in the game, PP Cocaine and another rapper. I won't say how you guys are linked. Next Youngin, how you guys doing?
Oh, good. We're good.
Because you lied to me. You denied that you guys had anything romantic going last podcast. And then you guys are like so in love after that. And I'm like, why does she bother to lie on the podcast?
It's just because we wanted to keep our relationship private.
Mm. But then you just gave up on that immediately after the interview?
No. It was really her. I wanted it to be private because, like, I wanted my own individuality.
Mm.
So and she was like, I want to be public. So I was just like, all right.
How'd you guys link up?
Okay.
Let's hear all about it.
Okay. So basically, I was dancing at the club, and my friend, she was like, let's go to this party. And at the time, I was like, no, I gotta work, bitch. Like, I'm broke.
Right.
But I went anyways. And so I went to the party, and then it was me, my friend Cherry, and my friend Jay. And, like, we went. And then we, like, I didn't want to pay to get in. So we just kind of snuck in behind, like, these big group of people. And, like, we're like, okay, bet. So we're just gonna walk in behind them. So we did, and then we went upstairs with them too, because they went upstairs too, and I was like, oh, VIP, damn, like, yeah, we sneaking in with these people for sure.
Okay.
So then finally we get in, and then, like, I seen her, like, just moving around, you know, but she wasn't dancing with anybody. And, like, normally at parties, like, you know, it's bitches throwing ass everywhere, all that.
Mm.
And, like, she wasn't catching no ass, and I'm like, what's wrong with her? Like, is she good, bro? I'm like, she does not want to be here. But anyways, I was like, but she's fine, though. So I'm going to – I asked my friends to go talk to her first. I was like, go try to talk to her and see what she's about.
You could tell she was on your team?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just be knowing.
Okay.
So then, like, my friend, she didn't get anywhere with her. I don't really know what the conversation was, but I guess she didn't get anywhere.
What was that conversation?
She just came and tapped me on the shoulder, and I just turned around like, what's up? And then she like, you got a girlfriend? And I was like, no. And then I just kind of like walked away from her because I was there like helping my homeboys because he was DJing there.
Okay.
So like I wasn't there just to party. I was there to help him out.
Okay.
Okay, so then, like, my other friend, I told her, I was like, so first I sent Jay to go talk to her, and then Jay didn't get anywhere, so then I sent Cherry to go talk to her, and then Cherry, like, started walking to her, and then I guess she seen, like, a fine nigga and was gone, like, she didn't even do anything, and I was like, damn, bitch, like, you really fucking up here.
No, she came and talked to me, too. Yeah.
What'd she say?
She was like, my friend trying to talk to you, and I was like, who? And then she was like, she over there, and I was like, oh, okay. And I just kept walking.
What? She came back to me. She was like, I couldn't find her. I was like, okay. So I guess they did talk. I just didn't know. And then afterwards, like, I was like, okay, fuck. I guess I got to take matters into my own hands and handle it myself because they're not getting anywhere.
Would you describe yourself as being good at breaking the ice and that, like, approaching somebody randomly from nothing and starting a conversation?
I mean, I'm pretty bold, you know, but it's like some people don't appreciate boldness.
Mm.
And it's like really the main reason of me sending them to talk to her was to figure out if she had a girlfriend, because I needed to know if I was gonna need to fight or if I was just gonna be able to slide.
So you were trying to fight to win her heart if need be?
Yeah, I would do that. I'm crazy.
Yeah, must have something special going on. Like, the scene must have been really something if you were just sitting there in the corner just plotting, like, how am I gonna get her?
Bro, she just looked really good, and I was like, yeah, I'm gonna like her. And, like, I don't know, I just felt the vibes. And so then I asked her brother, and I was like, hey, like, does she have a girlfriend? He was like, I don't know, ask her. I was like,
you're trying to get everybody else to do the work for you here.
Yes, because I just wanted it to be easy. And then, anyway, so he was like, I don't know, ask her. So I was like, okay, whatever. So then I went and sat next to her. And, like, she was sitting next to two bitches. Like, I didn't really care, though. So I still sat next to her. I was like, do you have a girlfriend? No. I was like, I like your watch. And then she was like, thanks. And then I was like, do you have a girlfriend? Like, with the two girls sitting next to her. So clearly you could tell I did not give a fuck, even if one of them was her girlfriend. So then I was like, yeah, do you have a girlfriend? And she was like, no. So then, like, I scooted closer to her and then, like, put my leg on her. And then I was like, do you want one? And then...
Romance ain't dead.
It was just like, it was like that. And then, like, I guess she had to go or something. So then, like, she gave me her Instagram and I DM'd her, but I was like, her follower count was really high at the time. So I was like, oh yeah, she's not going. She's not finna DM me back.
So you
bro.
Weren't PP cocaine at this time?
Mm-mm.
You, this is before you even had music out at all?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's what started everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, like, yeah, I was like, oh, okay. So I got her Instagram. I DM'd her. I was like, she's not about to DM me back, bro. Like, I'm not even, it's not even worth it, but I still DM'd her anyways because I was like, you never know. And then she DM'd me back, like, I don't know if it was later that night or next morning, but I know she DM'd me back, and she was like, do you want to come to the stew? And I was like, and, like, at the time, I still didn't have no money, so I was like, Cherry, Uber me to this spot real quick. Mm-hmm. And then, so, like, my friend Ubered me there, and, like, I was homeless at the time, so everything I had in one bag. And so, like, I just went there, and then, like, I had brought my bag with me, and, like, I never left.
Never left her house?
No.
She moved in that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So what was it you guys think that, how did you hit it off so good that you just didn't want to leave each other's sides?
I don't know. For me, it was like, I don't know. I just loved how much she was like in love with me, just like in such a short amount of time. I was like, what? I ain't never had this before. And she was cool.
Right.
Know?
You adored her, it sounds like.
Yeah. And I brought the drugs.
The drugs?
Yeah.
Whoa, what drugs?
I mean, like, the drugs that I brought to the house were mainly, like, Molly. Like, I never brought ecstasy because one time I had a bad trip with ecstasy, and so I wasn't fucking with it, and I wasn't going to put that on anybody else either. I was like, uh-uh. Right. If I had a bad trip, I'm not going to make you go through that. Uh-huh. And so, like, I would bring, like, Molly, Coke, Adderalls, Percocets. I'd bring everything. And it's just because, like, I was in that mindset that's, like, if you're not providing anything, then, like, they're not going to want to be around you.
Right.
So, and, like, working at the club, I would get drugs for free all the time.
Really?
So I'd just be like, hey.
From what, the guys or the other girls?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, I would just always get drugs.
So guys just go to the strip club, and then they're getting a lap dance, and they're just sliding the girl mollies and perks.
No,
and
I mean, like, I had drug-dealing customers. Like, like, they would be like, oh, you want this? And I'd be like, yeah.
So you just end up going home with a little pouch full of drugs. Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
I would like come back there with like six mollies in my hand, like multiple Percocets and like a bag of Coke.
Probably half of them are fentanyl.
I don't know what that is.
It's dangerous stuff. Fake pills. That's what they make that shit out of.
Oh, I knew who the people who were supplying me weren't about to do me like that.
Okay. Yeah. Hopefully, unless you give them a bad dance or something.
No, I didn't really like to do dances. Because, like, I don't like to be touched on by men. And, like, so I like to be on stage. I just like attention.
Right. Damn. So, okay, how did you stop dancing when you met her?
No.
You kept going for a while. I was going to the club with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what was that unity like there? Like, would you get jealous of seeing her dance and, like, seeing the guys stare into her butthole and stuff?
Because when she went on stage, she make all her bread and she bring that shit right to me.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're taking a percentage?
No, it ain't even like that, but it's like, it just makes me look good.
Right. You bring it. So you would make it totally clear in the club, like, you're going right back to her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she get my unreleased music played there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because
the DJs loved me, so I would always be like, hey, can you play this? And I would just email it to them, and then they'd play it.
As a straight guy, I feel like I never really, like, knew that much about what was going on with the lesbian community until, like, really you start going to the strip club and you just see, like, these crews of, like, lesbian chicks sort of, like, just teamed up. And they're, like, throwing hella money, getting hella lap dances. And it's just like, damn, like, you guys are really in here holding shit down, like, more than any of the dudes in here.
I mean, not all girls that, like, go to the strip club are gay, but, like, they're going just because they want to support the movement.
Some of these girls were definitely gay, but, yeah, probably some of that, too, you know?
Yeah, because at the club I worked at, it wasn't, like, a lot of gay girls. It
really?
Was just, like, old men who smelled weird.
Who smelled weird?
And Armenians. Like, my club was, like, Armenian-based. A lot of Armenians came in there.
Really?
Yeah, but they had a lot of bread.
I so learned a lot about the Armenians through dating one, and it's a whole world, yeah. If you want to bum some cigarettes, it's good to know some Armenians. Okay, so you end up in... Okay, let me ask you this. We know quite a bit about her because we already interviewed her. Where are you coming from? And we need, like, some sort of guide of, like, what was going on in your life before you end up sort of meeting up with her.
I was born in Illinois, but I'm from Atlanta. I moved there my sophomore year of high school.
Okay.
And I had dropped out of college, and I started working at this studio, YBN Fresh Studios, because I know him. He's the DJ.
Oh, okay.
And so I was managing the studio for him and his mom while they were out here in Cali. And then our producer, Spain the Goat, he hit up the...
Shout out, Spain.
Yeah, the studio page, wanted to get a job there. And so because I managed it, I was like, bad, I need some help up here anyway.
Uh-huh.
And so he came through. He was fire. We made music and shit together. And so, like, the first thing he said to me is that I look like a rapper. And I was just looking at him like, what? A rapper? I ain't never touched no
mic. You didn't even thought of it?
No, never. Mm. And so I had just was learning how to make beats and shit like that. And so we was just working for a couple of months. And then we was just like, hey, bro, let's go to Cali. And we was like, fuck it. And so I had saved up some bread and flew us out here, and then we just started making music together, really.
Wow, that's awesome. And were you like the first artist that he had worked with seriously, or that he was trying to break?
Yeah, seriously, yeah, because we came out here to Cali together. That's a big move. He dropped out of school and everything.
Mm.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's pretty crazy. Okay, and so then you're working, you're grinding, you're having some success, but then you meet her.
Yeah.
True or false? Is that like where? Is there more stuff that's kind of going along in the story at that point?
No, not really. We were just in the studio. I was really trying to like find my sound, really, and trying to figure out everything. I was learning stuff from people, linking up with people, trying to figure out everything. And then we just went to the club. The party that I went to was with Fresh.
Right.
So like that's how I met her.
Dope. So then you bring her to the studio. How did you end up making music? Were you already thinking about making music, or had it not really crossed your mind before this?
Like, I did, like, you know, them Instagram challenges where it's like, oh, there's, like, the So Gone challenge and stuff, but never, like, looked for beats online and was like, I'm gonna write to, like, I'm finna rap to this and drop music. Like, it was never that. I wanted to be a singer, like, growing up. I didn't want to rap. But then, you know, I wrote poetry and it just sounded better as rap. So, yeah.
Definitely. So how'd you start recording with them? Like, who told you that you should get on the mic or...
Actually, it's weird because, like, okay, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, we went to Chick-fil-A. Me and one of her friends went to Chick-fil-A. And then, like, I was rapping in the car with him. And then I think when he came back, he told y'all. I'm talking about Christian. Am I wrong?
I don't really remember. I just remember us being at Tyrone's crib and you were showing us all your... Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I was there, too. We was in the trunk.
Yeah.
In the trunk?
Yeah, it was a small car. Oh. And so I was rapping in there, and then, like, it was just, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, like, you should hop on this. And then, like, we get back in the studio, and he was, like, showing me one of his mixes to the Chill Bill song. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. But then, like, he, like, left, and I guess I haven't seen him since that day, like, the first day. And then basically, like, Spain and Sheesh were working on a beat, and then like I just went in there and I recorded, and like the voice that I make, it just came out like that. Like I didn't have no practice with that voice or nothing, it just came out like that.
Because it's very different than your actual voice, and just kind of like this weird like like thing that you just do that, like, yeah, I was kind of curious like where that style came from.
It just came out like that. Really? Like, I didn't practice that. It's just like, I don't know. I'm always in the mindset that you have to impress somebody. Otherwise, it's not. Otherwise, they're going to think you're boring.
Right.
And so, like, yeah, I just, like, it just came out like that. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to scream. And then this is how it came out.
Yeah, wow. We were, like, always together because it was like we weren't going to a studio. The studio was in the crib in a closet.
Mm.
That's where we lived. And so, like, when she came over and just moved in with us, they were just in there making beats and stuff. Like, it's nothing for us to just walk in there and hear them making beats. I'm like, oh, I like that beat. Let me get on that.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. So when did people start to realize that you're, I don't know, like, you kind of blew the fuck up real fast. Like, how did that end up happening? Like, you guys just decided, like, she's got a song? Or was it, like, we're going to find the song for her? Or, like, did you just put out a song and you thought it was going to be a regular song and then it just blew the fuck up?
No, what really happened was I moved out for like a week, And then, like, to go live with these crazy-ass people.
That Why? I Why'd you move out? You were beefing?
No, I just needed some time to myself.
Okay. Yeah. But with these crazy-ass girls?
Yeah, but I thought they were my friends, but they weren't.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you meet them?
I knew one of them since high school.
Oh, geez.
And she had, like, a roommate. But I'm closer to the roommate now than I was, like, the actual girl I knew from high school. Mm. But I just think she was jealous of me.
She was.
Yeah. I just think she was jealous of me. And so, like, basically, like, everything was sweet over there. And then, like, Kane would come over there. And then, like, I would be like, okay, I made a TikTok account, right? Mm. And, like, nothing was really popping on there. Like, I was just doing random-ass TikToks, you know? And then, like, when me and the roommates had beef and I moved back in with Kane, like, I posted the beef on TikTok. And then that shit went viral. And then after that shit went viral, I was like, you know what, let me just throw this little snippet on here. And then that, it just took off from there.
Wow. That's crazy. And then you kind of have to, like, figure out, like, how am I going to keep stepping this up? So that's when you start doing, like, actual music videos and shit?
Yeah. Like, when I dropped my first song, that's when I was like, yeah, we can do a music video. Because it went really good. I mean, people didn't really like my first song. They liked the snippet, but not the song. But it was like, at the end of the day, you have to stream it to find out that you don't like it. So.
But it's interesting because sometimes people call you industry plant, right?
I mean, I've heard it, but it's not like, I mean, at the beginning, yeah, but not anymore, not as much anymore.
I just feel like that first single was like pretty well put together and the video looked really high quality and stuff, and to a lot of people that's like, oh, industry plant. They have a good video, industry plant, which really doesn't make any sense because you can hire a good ass video guy for like $1,500 or something.
We was off the EDD, like we wasn't having no big money, so it's like I don't know why they would have thought that. And that song was recorded way back when.
Wow, so you guys are EDD rappers, really?
We started rapping before EDD, but like I started popping when EDD was like thing.
I just saw a girl doing a GoFundMe to raise $20,000 to pay back the $20,000 loan that she got from the government that she obviously just used on nothing, and now she has to pay it back. And she's doing a GoFundMe about it.
That's
Could be you.
No.
No.
No. My stuff's in line.
Definitely. How involved are you in her career? Like, do you have a lot of say? Do you, like, get to voice your opinions on decisions that she makes in terms of where she's going with her music and career?
I mean, for the most part, I try to make sure that, like, she's making her own decisions, but, like, everything is pretty much ran through me. Because, like, I just want to make sure ain't nobody trying to, like, get over on her or anything. And I just want her to have what she wants. She's a brat.
Is that kind of like the nature of the relationship? Is you like being the protector, the breadwinner, maybe even? And you like being the like, oh my God, I'm a crazy brat. Like, I'm out of control.
It goes both ways, really. We both brats. We both get what we want.
Yeah, she gets whatever she wants, but I get whatever I want too. So it's like, yeah, we switch partners and stuff. I've been making sure her shit's in line too, though.
We're in both of each other's like group chats, like, we all know each other's team. Like, they know us. They know what's up.
You just said we switch partners?
No, like, we switch, like, I don't know if I said
that. I just wasn't
that,
sure if you just...
But, you know, like, we switch, like,
okay,
roles, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
I just was like, wait, is there another level to this? Okay.
I mean, there's definitely more levels, but...
Yeah, okay. What's that look like? You guys aren't monogamous? Like, have you been bringing other people in from day one?
Not from day one, no.
But from pretty early on, you guys were like, hey, let's get fucking crazy?
No. We had to make sure our shit was straight before we, like, included anybody else.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, there's a lot. It feels like there could be a lot of emotional energy over here and that I would be kind of worried about you guys bringing a third in.
I'm not jealous.
I could imagine you just cutting her, like her walking home, like really leaving, like with a big hole in her face because PB Cocaine attacked her with a knife or something.
No, there's only one bitch that would ever make me do that. But like, other than that.
Name her.
Oh, I mean, it's already public. This girl called Ocean.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know about her. I should have looked that up if I wanted to make this
interview. It's
really
recent.
Good.
It's recent.
Oh, yeah. A new beef.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, it's been an ongoing beef, but I recently spoke up about it like on TikTok, but I've talked about it in other interviews.
Oh, fuck. That's what I get for not looking at your TikTok. By the way, follow No Jumper on TikTok. Okay. So.
Do you think I'm jealous?
You can be. It depends.
Okay.
What kind of jealousy about what kind of shit, though? You do anything to really legitimately make her jealous, or is it just kind of like frivolous shit?
Yeah, I don't do anything intentionally. Like, she just doesn't like if a random girl comes and say hi to me or something like that, because it's like she don't know you. Like, why are you talking to me?
Not even say hi?
No, listen. So So like, imagine you're on the phone with your homeboy, right? And then your homeboy has a girl over, and the girl is like, "Oh, hey, you're cute." Like, bitch, I don't know you. Like, don't call her cute. If we're, like, bringing bitches into the picture, bro, like, they gotta be for both of us. They can't just be for one of us. Like, they gotta love us equally. Otherwise, you're not part of the program. That goes for, like, friendships, bitches, everything.
Mm, that is very true. Like if me and my girl, like, we can hook up with girls all day if they seem like they're 100% down. But as soon as if she started to get the vibe from the girl that she was feeling me and, like, trying to, like, flex a little bit, like talk to me without my girl like necessarily being part of the conversation or something, my girl would be like, get the fuck out. She would tweak out.
Okay, yeah, that's sus. That's weird.
Yeah, if you're gonna be weird. Like, you're gonna be brought in, you gotta play the role of the third. You can't like try to, you can't be number one, number two. No, you're the third. but strictly women, you would never want a guy. No, men are disgusting, as we've established previously. Okay, so how does this relationship really work? Like, what would you say is the thing that really makes you guys an inseparable couple? Like, what is it?
We just had a lot of shit that we had to get through, really. And, like, I don't know. I mean, we slept in the closet together.
That sounds so gay.
Wow.
Like, this tiny-ass closet. It's where we used to record. Like, it was the studio. That's where me and her would sleep, like, on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's adorable.
Yeah, we haven't been separated since we met.
How long have you actually been separated, though? A day?
Maybe, like, a week.
Yeah, a week. Like, if I go home to visit my family or something like that.
Right.
And that's only happened once, really.
Yeah.
She comes now.
There's something about going from having nothing together to, like, having something that just sort of feels good, huh?
Yeah,
and it's like our song together is what made our career, so.
Right.
That's lit.
Definitely. Yeah, like, how much do you think that the fans are invested in you guys as a couple? And is that ever weird?
It's not weird. I think they're 100% invested.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, we get, like, cute edits all the time and stuff, so it's lit.
Right. Do you guys vlog together yet?
Yeah, we have a YouTube channel. Another video is going up this week. We went to San Diego.
Wow. And that, like, what do you think that the people want from you guys in that sense? Do you think they just want to see the relationship and see what it actually functions like?
Yeah, for the most part, they be wanting everything. Like, I asked a question on the YouTube to see, like, what type of content they want. They literally just want to hear us talk about us.
Mm.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we go live like 25/8. Like, we always are on live, so they really really see us in our natural habitat for the most part.
Right. Did you help to pick out the girls that were in the first video? There's like 30 girls in there. Were you involved in the process of that?
I'm pretty much always involved.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there any jealousy that came about during that?
No.
No. Just video girls.
I know she loved me. She told me since the first day, she has not changed how she's acted towards me. I'm not worried.
Really? Yeah. You never cheated on her?
No.
Never? You couldn't even imagine it?
No. Because it's like at the end of the day, like, she's a Pisces. Like, I don't know if you care about signs and stuff, but like, if I cheat, she would find out.
Really?
Yeah. Like, we don't know the password. Like, we don't know each other's Instagram passwords or like anything like that. But it's like, if I needed to find something, I could.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I could definitely find something.
Why are you so confident about that? Like,
because we're both crazy.
If
we're insane.
She wanted to look through your phone, would you just be like, okay, look through it? Like,
yeah, yeah. I'd give it to her right now.
Right. Yeah, if my girl tried to accuse me of some shit, like, bitch, look through it, whatever. Go ahead, go crazy, try to find something.
Yeah, and we tell each other everything, so.
Right. So you haven't cheated either?
No.
Who's more likely to cheat? Let's get this real spicy.
Neither one of us.
Yeah. That's such an awkward question.
I know. I just wanted to, you know. You gotta just press some buttons here and there. Okay. So when did things like really start to change financially? Like you signed a deal at some point and then all of a sudden you get the advance money and then you're able to graduate up out of the closet life?
I mean, we moved out the closet life before that. Like we got an apartment in Hollywood and then that's like EDD. And then, but like big financial changes, yeah, when I signed.
Right. So you had EDD money before you signed?
Yeah.
I forgot that you're like a purely COVID era artist. Like you came out during the COVID, got signed during COVID, apparently ran up the EDD money during COVID.
Yeah.
Is it weird that like now all of a sudden shit's starting to get back to real life? Like you can actually like play in real life more or at all?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but I don't know. Like, I've been like performing all my life, not like rapping, but like I did ballet and dance and choir growing up. So I've always been on the stage. So it's not like anything new to me.
Right. So you haven't actually played like a real show yet?
Not technically, no.
Are you looking forward to it?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for that, honestly. I would just love to see what the audience looked like, to see just what you on stage look like. I gotta see that.
Yeah, I'm gonna look good.
I just gotta see the energy in that room, man. There's gotta be a lot of like pillow fights and shit and like teddy bears in the crowd. I feel like it's gonna be like a big slumber party, I feel like.
Yeah.
Besides the sleeping, I guess. Crazy. So yeah, I don't know. Like I wanna ask you this question. What was the main feedback you got from that interview that we did? Because it felt like people had a lot to say about it.
My posture was one of the main things. Sitting up straight now, you see? I worked on it. But also, they were just like, I don't know. It was some negative shit, some positive shit. It didn't really faze me much. Like, I was just mad at myself for crying. But that's it. Because I literally told myself, I'm like, I'm not going to cry. But I cried. So
didn't you say you were going through something that day that made you sort of react bigger?
Yeah,
there?
But the truth was you asked me if me and Kane had ever been romantic and it was like, fuck, I wanted to answer so bad, but I couldn't. So I started crying.
Oh, it was related to that?
Yeah.
Not the thing that you were talking about, which was like your past with drugs?
No, like, I mean, I can talk about drugs with anybody. You feel me? It's something I went through, but it was just like, damn, he want to ask about me and Kane. Oh, fuck. And I didn't know what to do, so I just started crying. That's my thing. That's my coping mechanism. When scary things happen, I just cry.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so that's so interesting because I remember that, and I remember just thinking, like, if she can't talk about how she used to be on drugs and now she's not on drugs without crying, like, that just stands out to me as, like, really unstable. Like, what is her life like every day if she, like, that just, you must just be breaking, I just was like, she must be breaking down in tears all the time, right? Because it wasn't that crazy of a thing to talk about, I thought.
Yeah. Your name is cocaine.
Yeah, no, I was chilling on talking about the drugs. I can talk about them whenever. It was just the relationship, and I was like, fuck. And she was sitting right there, too. And I was trying everything I could to hold it in. Like, I heard my voice start cracking, and I was like, fuck. And I was like, fuck. And at the time, like, I didn't know if the podcasts were, like, live or not. Mm. So I was like, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry. But I cried.
Wait, so you guys did Molly and whatnot very early on? You said you pulled up with the party pack?
Yeah.
How much did that sort of like glue you guys together in a sense, because I feel like when you certain drugs, if you're doing with people, you get really close to that person, at least temporarily.
Yeah, we got really close.
yeah
Do you think that had a lot to do with you guys just like not wanting to leave each other's sides after that?
No, because, like, even without the drugs, I would still be the same amount of in love that I am with her now than with drugs, if that makes sense.
Right. But then you stopped doing drugs at a certain point?
Yeah, we both did at the same time.
So what happened to lead up to that?
We had got this drug, which we thought was pink cocaine, but it was actually 2C.
Oh, my God, this new shit that I just read about the other day. Yeah, how is that?
Yeah, that shit was horrible.
It was crazy?
That shit was horrible.
It sounds scary as fuck. Like, how would you describe it? People can look it up if you want, but it's like a crazy-ass drug that apparently, like, is way more powerful than...
Yeah, it's low-key thicker than, like, cocaine, and it's, like, it looks pink, so we thought it was just pink cocaine. Like, you would just take it like it's regular pink cocaine.
Pink cocaine.
And so, like...
That could have easily been your name. Actually, I think there was already a rapper called that. Continue.
But yeah, when you like take it, bro, that shit burns. That shit burns. And like we took 14 lines and we were only supposed to take like two or three. And like we were supposed to die.
No, we were supposed to take half a line.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
14 sounds like a lot.
Yeah, we took the whole thing. We was like, why aren't we getting high? Why can't I see no visuals?
It takes a little while to kick in.
No, we just didn't really do any research on it, to be honest. So we didn't really know what to look for. And so like we were expecting one thing and it wasn't happening. So we just kept taking more. Then we were smoking and then it was just horrible. Really? Our bodies felt so dead. We couldn't eat for like a week. We were just in this apartment by ourselves for like days.
What the fuck? Yeah. It's supposed to be like an amazing, like it's supposed to be, ideally it's supposed to be like a ecstasy type experience, I think, right? But more intense, I guess. I don't know.
We couldn't even sleep. Like, we would try to sleep, and we would just lay there, like...
staring at each other, like, I'm not sleeping. Are you sleeping? No, I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, and we thought smoking would calm us down, but it was just getting us higher, and it was just making it worse.
And so that was really it right then and there? You were just like, I can't keep getting fucked up. This is too much.
I mean, kind of, yes and no. Like, after that, we were like, okay, just no more of that shit. And we were still doing stuff, but ever since that drug... It was like nothing was hitting the same. Like everything was terrible. And like every time I would do drugs, I would end up in the bathroom, like on the floor. Like I thought I was gonna die. I'm very scared of throw up, which is kind of like a weird thing to be scared of, but I just don't like the feeling of not being able to breathe.
I guess when you say it like that, I also am scared of throw up in that I just really don't want anything to do with it. And it just really freaks me out.
It's exactly. I don't want to be around people who throw up. Like my friend, we were driving in the car and I drive really crazy. And like she had to throw up and we pulled over and she threw up and I closed my eyes and turned around. And I was like expecting everybody else to help her just cause I was not going to be around that shit.
Really?
I don't like throw up. And I don't mean to be a bad friend, but it's just like, I'm not going around that shit. That shit is terrible. Like that shit is scary.
Me and my girl were hanging out with this girl, a couple girls. And one of them got too drunk and she went and puked in the bathroom and then she was like trying to still keep hanging out afterwards and I'm just like, no, like you puked, like this night is over.
Yeah, like, that is nasty.
I just like could not, like there's nothing in the world that would make me think that you look sexy after you just vomited into my toilet. I don't know. But like the same night, like maybe the next day you could be back to normal, but like that same night, like if you puked, like it's over, you gotta go home.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so, yeah, basically, she was like, she came to me and she was like, no more drugs. Like, you keep being in the bathroom. Like, it's like, no. So then, like, we wrote up a little contract in, like, her notes on her phone. And it was like, no more drugs. It's crazy because the paper, I remember it said, no more drugs except for Coke with Michael. And, like.
Who's Michael?
This, like, sugar daddy we had. But, yeah.
Okay, we're going to talk about this. So, you had a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
How does that work?
So.
For the record, a person who claims that I do not want men touching me at all, ever.
He didn't touch me.
Okay, but then how's he a sugar daddy? Aren't these guys fucking?
No.
No.
I never had sex with him.
Always there.
He just wants to give you money to what? To just know that you're having a good time with it?
Yeah, and to watch me dance. And like, he wouldn't even compliment me without asking her if it was okay first.
Really?
Yeah.
He was really obsessed with our relationship, too.
Yeah. We hung out with his kids.
What kind of guy was this?
Bro, he was just lit. I met him at the club and like I would come over, he would give us like a fucking like a cool amount of weed and like come home with like a fucking like fat amount of coke and like hella money.
Yeah, he would give me money to throw on her when she danced.
So you guys would be dancing in his apartment, like in front of him, or
yeah. I wouldn't be dancing.
I would. I would be dancing in the apartment in front of him and then he'd be like, here, throw this, and then he'd have a pack and then they'd just throw it on me.
Wow. And he would just be what, chilling, just watching, just having a...
Yeah, he just liked to drink and coke and hang out with people.
Wow. He's old? Like real old?
No.
No, he's like middle age.
Yeah.
Wow. That's tight. So I like how you just reacted when I asked if you would dance. So you don't do no girly shit. You're just, I mean, like, nah, I don't fuck with none of that weird shit.
like, all my life, I've switched up, like, my image. Like, I go back and forth from being tomboyish to girly. It's just really if I feel like it. Mm. Like, I'm comfortable like this. This is easy for me. But, like, having to get my hair done and do makeup and all that, like, I don't be feeling like doing that.
I like how you guys, your love language is passing the jewel back and forth.
You're funny.
That's so 2021.
Yeah, we do this little thing when we want it. We play. Yeah.
I keep thinking that she's going to hold your hand, and then I realize it's no, it's the jewel going back.
That's funny.
It is funny. Wow. Okay. So, was that guy like one of a kind, or have you had like more than one Michael in your life?
No, he was one of a kind.
You never had a sugar daddy who was like more on the sexual tip? It's always been this sort of weird observer thing.
No, like I definitely had a sugar daddy that wanted to have sex with me, but I just milked him out and told him like, oh, like I'll have sex with you once I get this amount of money, and then never talk to him again.
How much money?
I got like 4 or 5 bands off of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you just left him high and dry?
Yeah.
And what, he texts you 5,000 times being like, oh, I thought we were going to have sex.
Yeah. But that's when you get a new number.
Okay, but have you guys kind of like left that sort of shit alone? Like, are you guys in like a boring, normal relationship now where there's like no cool sugar daddy antics going on?
I mean, we could hit a Michael whenever you want to.
Oh, so he would be down to just hang out again?
Yeah.
Is it weird for him to know that you have like millions of views and followers and shit?
He was in one of my TikToks.
Oh, wow. So he's not really, he's not trying to be super low key about this.
No, I mean, like in some aspects, yeah. But like his kids was in my TikTok. Like he was in my TikTok. It was funny. It was like the TikTok to that sound where it's like, it's a song that's like, bitch, nigga for some low shit, stupid bitch. Okay, so basically I was like, when you think about cutting off the sugar daddy, I don't remember what the context was, but then like he in the video he was handing me money, and then after that I was like, yeah, you're gonna need that nigga for some little shit, stupid bitch. It was funny. I just can't explain it right.
If I had like a girl in my life that I was just giving money to and not having sex with, I guess I would feel okay about introducing my kid to her, because that doesn't really feel weird at all.
I mean, like he was just like that to me though.
Right.
Like he was not like that with his other hoes. Like definitely I remember one time I went over there and I was like really tired. I don't remember I think I had just come down off of acid, but I still wanted to go over there. And so like I went over there and then I just slept the whole time, and he woke me up. He was like, go sleep in my daughter's bed. I'm about to invite this bitch over to fuck. I was like, okay. Wow. And I still got paid though.
Right.
Yeah.
Damn. So the other girls were all getting dick down.
Oh yeah. I guess they didn't know how to, the motions like me, because I was not about none of that shit.
Right. This guy invited me to a poker game the other day, and he goes like, yeah, man. He's like, I don't know if you're into like drugs and whores. And I'm like, no, I'm like, really not at this point in my life. And he was just like, oh, that's cool. Me neither. But I was just like, damn, like that was so in your face. You never been to any poker games like that?
No, I don't. I play online solitaire. That's as close as I'm gonna get to poker.
I like the idea of that we could have like a lit ass house party with like mad strippers and drugs and stuff, but then it's just people playing solitaire.
Bro, I'm so good at solitaire. Like,
and more the reason to turn up.
I literally have this app, and like, I like how Kane believes in me. Like, I know it's really unrealistic what I'm going for, but basically, if you get like a certain, like, it's like 300 billion tickets, and you get this coupe. And I have 11 million tickets. So.
Wow.
I'm going to get there, though.
But it's probably, like, harder to get the points as you keep going, I'm assuming.
No, like, I just, like, I gamble. Like, I'm, like, it's a set amount of tickets you get each game.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Wow. And you win a coupe.
Yeah.
Like a car, not like a chicken coop.
No, a car.
Okay. Just wanted to check.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys get jealous like when other people even like hit you up? Because I know that after this, allegedly Blueface is coming here. And I know that you had some words about him on Gabby Hanna's podcast.
Okay, so I mean, to answer the first question, internally, sometimes, yeah, I will get jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's like a really quick thing. And it's like, it's not really a jealousy of them hitting her up. It's just like a jealousy of like how they look, because it's like, yeah, I'm confident in my face, but it's like I'm not gonna get my body done, but like I prefer my body to look a different way than it does right now.
You look fine. You don't need to get your body done.
I appreciate that, and I'm not gonna get my body done. I just want my hips to be more wide, and I want like an hourglass figure.
That's what pisses me off about this fucking Instagram, Photoshop, Facetune generation is they got girls with perfectly fine bodies thinking that they need to have this crazy like waist to hip ratio. It's just so unhealthy. It's like, I feel bad for like, you know, now you feel bad for skinny girls because skinny girls are the ones being told that you need to look like this crazy ass thing that doesn't even exist.
I feel you, but like my homegirl, like she showed me, she was like as skinny as me and she did this 8-week plan and she is thick as fuck. Like she has hella ass and she didn't get her body done.
Wow.
Yeah. Something to look like that.
How do you feel about this conversation that we're having here? Like what do you think of her clear body dysmorphia?
I haven't already told her I love her the way she is. Like,
right.
Yeah. I be seeing her. She be like watching these TikToks and shit. And like, you know, what's that trend? You was watching back to back. Like you was watching
smallest
all of
smallest pretty
them.
Face with a big bang.
Yeah, that shit. And I told her, I was like, turn that shit off. Like you look good. I smack her. I was like, that ass fat. What you talking about?
Wow. Yeah. Like you just don't let that shit get to you, man. Like it's so unrealistic. I was having that conversation with this other girl the other day. She's totally beautiful, like just did her podcast, and she's just like talking about like the way that guys will like, you know, say shit to her about like, oh, like I wish your ass was bigger like this and stuff, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, people are deranged these days. But hey,
do okay. You get jealous when people hit me up?
No, it just depends on how they approach you. Like that one nigga.
Oh.
I don't know who he was, but I don't know. He was saying some flirty shit. And so I texted him and I was like, hey, it's Daddy Kane. You know, I appreciate it if you didn't text her like that. And then he just went on a rant.
She was like, only hit my girl up about business. None of that other shit accepted. And go stream her new song. Come on now. I appreciate it if you didn't.
But why would you even care about a dude hitting her up? It feels like PB cocaine is not open to men hitting her up. Like you're not, there's no guy that's gonna slide into your DMs that you're gonna be like interested in, right?
It's just annoying.
Yeah,
it's just very annoying, and I'm too nice.
Yeah, it's disrespectful to me because I'm all over her shit. You know we together.
Exactly. That's how I felt like a couple times my girls got hit up and it's like, bruh, like
you see me,
it's right fucking there, come on. Now with the baby it's especially, you know, I asked her that the other day. I'm like, has anyone hit on you while you've been out with the baby since we've been together? Just because I remember it. I'm like, oh, yeah, like guys hit on pregnant girls or like girls with children all the time. And she was like, you know, the other day it happened for the first time. I was walking on the street and a guy like hollered at me while I'm walking with the kid. And I'm just like, that makes me want to kill someone. Just the idea of my kid like witnessing, obviously my kid's too young to know shit, but like the idea of my kid having to witness that, oh, my God, that would really, I don't know. It seems very, very disconnected from what we were just talking about, but I just wanted to throw it out there.
No, I feel you.
Okay, but Blueface specifically.
I mean, it wasn't like she was there for that whole thing. Like it wasn't nothing like super, super serious. It was just like I did a trend, like one of his dances on my TikTok, and I posted it on my Instagram and I tagged him. And like, because this was at the time I was trying to get noticed by everybody. And so like I did the dance and then I tagged him and then he DM'd me and he was like, add me on Snapchat. And so I did. And then he was like, how old are you? And I was like, grown. Like, I think I was 19 yet?
No, you was 18.
Okay, I was like 18. And then he was like, oh, I don't remember what he said, but he had said something. And then I was like, I'm just trying to work. Like, I don't want to, none of that. And then he unadded me on everything and then like unsent all his messages on Instagram, like blocked my Snapchat. I was like, damn.
The dudes always want to take it straight to Snapchat so they can't get screened.
Yes, yes. That's the main place where you cheat. Like, I promise you.
I haven't really ever thought about that, but that.
Don't think about it.
No, you know, not for me, but like, fuck? It's just weird because, I mean, you could always just take a photo of a phone with Snapchat. Or
yeah, I'd be doing that shit.
Because if you screenshot it, they'll know.
Yeah.
But you could take a photo with a second phone, right? It just feels like, yeah, maybe you can't screenshot it, but it would still be so easy to create a record of this conversation happening that it.
Yeah, and there's a way you can get all your old messages back on Snapchat. You just got to email Snapchat.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can screenshot without them knowing, too.
Hey, Snapchat, could you send me all the messages that me and Blueface sent? I want to expose his ass.
I mean, it's really, like, he probably, like, don't remember me or, like, don't know who I am at this point. Because at the time, I didn't have, like, no clout, no followers or nothing. Mm. Like, I was just a regular bitch.
Have you thought about trying out for his Bad Girls Club?
No. Because, one, I know somebody in there, and I don't really want to bring that part of my life back up. And also, I don't need to do all that. Like,
I know.
Huh. I'm a bad bitch, regardless of a TV show or not.
I feel like you'd be fighting in there every day.
To be honest, I probably would. Yeah. And it's like, I have nothing against the girls that are in that, because I don't really know what the point of the show is. But, like,
it's for Blueface to help make them more ladylike.
Okay, well then, that's really good for them. I just know that for me personally, I wouldn't do that because I like the way I am, like, mentally. And it's like, I haven't fought anyone since, like, the strip club days, so I'm pretty good. There is only one bitch that needs my hands, and I will get them when I need to get them.
That girl you were just talking about? Yeah. Ocean?
Yeah.
So who is she? What'd she do? I don't get it. I should have looked this up, obviously. I should be more. Bro. So I could, like, accuse you of the things instead of having to trust you to explain it.
Basically, I made this TikTok, and it was like, if there's a purge, I know who I'm coming for first. Hi, Ocean. Remember when you tried to fuck Kane? Oh, yeah.
Oh, she tried to fuck you.
Yeah. Mm. But, like, she responded to it today, right? And, like, she was like, you guys begged me for a threesome, yada, yada, yada. And I was just really confused because I was like, bitch, who asked you for a threesome? Because I didn't. First of all,
we weren't even public at the time, so yeah, we wouldn't even asked her for that. Mm.
And it's like, she wasn't even supposed to know we were together. I told her because I was going through something at the time. And, like, that's why I hit her up, because I wanted to be friends and all this stuff. And, like, long story short, she was just crazy, like, and a liar. And, like, it's funny because, like, there's this thing called a pendulum. It's like a spiritual thing. And it's like basically like you hold it above your hand and you'd be like, what is yes? And it will like stay still or like it will move depending on what the answer is.
Okay.
And then like she would go upstairs and ask the pendulum, like, are we going to have a threesome tonight? Am I going to fuck Kane tonight in front of me? And I'd be like, or like, excuse me. And like, basically like she was just wilding and like, I'm going to put it all on TikTok. So you're going to have to go see it on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And were you interested in this girl in particular?
No, I didn't trust her from day one.
You were cool with the threesome idea, but you weren't.
No, that was never a conversation.
Oh, it wasn't. Yeah. Even. Oh, okay. So
she wanted
lying,
to have the
right?
threesome. She's fucking crazy. Right. But she's back in LA now. And I know where she live at. But I'm not going to go pull up on her house, bro, because that's crazy. But I'm going to wait. I'll wait down the block to see her going for her daily run.
Figure out where her 7-Eleven is at.
You feel me?
Pretend you're homeless, just lurk there, just like dress with like mad like coats on and shit, and just sit there and wait.
Yeah, bro, because she got something coming for that ass regardless.
I don't
bro.
Know her. I'm not telling you to actually jump her, but yeah.
Oh no, like I don't believe in jumping, but me and my one friend, like, she put us through so much trauma, we're gonna jump that bitch.
Wow. Has anyone tried to get you to join a gang since you blew up?
No.
Okay. I'm gonna put in some calls.
I have my own gang.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it called again?
Trap Bunny Gang.
Right, Trap Bunny Gang.
Yeah, we're Crips.
Oh, literally?
No. Oh. I'm talking on my ass, bro. Like,
I don't know. This is L.A. Like, if you're going to say that you're a Crip, I'm just going to be like, oh, shit.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, most of my friends, like, growing up were Crips, though.
Have you ever heard of A.D.?
No.
He's, like, he does a lot of podcast stuff on here with me, and he's a Crip. I could put in a word for him.
No, it's okay. I don't need to be in the gang, but thank you.
No, when he sees straight. This, he might be like, nah, she got to be in the game.
Nah.
Okay.
I said no.
When you guys have hooked up with a girl, what's the worst that it's ever gone? Has it ever ended in crying and nails being ripped off?
Hell no.
No? Nothing that bad?
No.
It's never gone terrible.
No. I mean, like, we had a threesome with a girl, but she didn't kiss Kane, so we were like, you're not coming back ever again.
She didn't kiss you. Wow.
Yeah.
She was trying to get away with that.
Yeah, I texted her as soon as she left. I was like, you're not coming back.
Wow.
I was like, you're not coming back.
That's funny. Me and my girl have hooked up with girls where the girl didn't need my girl's pussy. And, like, we just kind of end up talking about it afterwards. Like, hey, did you notice that she didn't? And it's kind of like, damn, that's weird. Like, yeah, that was definitely a thing. But you don't really, like, you know, it's hard to, like, sort of, like, try to get someone to do something when you're in that moment because there's so much going on that it's like you can kind of
like,
yeah, like, do it right, like, right. But okay, like, is there is there an extent to which you guys are getting pleasure, but the other girl is doing the pleasuring and you're not really going out of your way to pleasure her because she just jump off and she's just here to...
Nah, we usually like gangbang the bitch.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow. How does that... Is it always a strap-on type situation?
No.
Okay. I'm not going to pretend to
Only some girls are comfortable with the shop. So we have separate shops for bitches. Because I would never, ever, like, use the same shop that, like, we just used in a bitch.
You can't just clean it off?
It doesn't matter. I like mine. Mine is nice. And I'm going to only use mine.
Okay, I can see that for sure, yeah. And you're rich. Why not have a plethora of sex toys, right?
Yeah, we have, like six shops and like a backpack and just
in
crib.
A backpack. Imagine you rob somebody's car and you just got a bag, you go home, you open it. Ah! It's a bag of snakes. Fuck. That's amazing. I don't even know. I'm just like so glad that I'm like learning things. Oh yeah. What I wanted to ask you is, how much of an icon do you think JoJo Siwa is now?
Oh, like, I mean, I know she just came out. So, like, I think that's really good for, like, people who, like, look up to her and stuff. Mm. I never really knew who she was until, like, my little sister started watching her. Mm. But, like, I don't know. I don't really keep up with her.
I think that people are just excited about it because she's really young and she's really, like, mainstream, you know? She's, like, so popular and she's got such a good, clean image and everything that people are like, fuck, like, if she could come out, then, like, that's going to make a lot of girls feel comfortable just because she's, I don't know.
Just, and I think that's a great thing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Shout out to JoJo Siwa. Any other, like, lesbian news I should know about? Anything you guys want to tell me about? No. Yasi got her face shit on, which is not inherently that, but we don't know if the pigeon was female.
Burnt. Yeah, me too.
Anything else we should know about? Stop, Laura. Laura's laughing too hard over there.
Kane got a new song coming out soon.
I noticed that you guys just dropped your first song together on her channel.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Our second song.
Oh, that's the second song on your channel, but first.
No.
First one was on her channel, right?
Yeah. He sang the first one on your channel that we've done together. Yeah. And she's coming with a new song. She's going to shoot the music video soon.
Nice.
It's really good. It's a banger. It's definitely an ass clapper.
Ooh. Ass clapper, huh?
Yeah.
Post-COVID plans. Like, could you imagine you guys are going to be touring? Like, what's the plan in that regard?
Yeah. We're going to tour. She has a tour already lined up.
I'm imagining, like, Cardi B featuring PB Cocaine and Next Young.
I mean, that would be awesome.
Imagine how lit that would be.
Yeah, I'm willing to work with anybody.
Or, like, Meg Thee Stallion. Just, like, bring you guys on tour to open up. That'd be sick.
I have a song with Iggy Azalea.
Really? She has me blocked on Twitter. Shout out to her. How did that happen? And I don't know why she has me blocked either, because I feel like I defended her a lot in this whole Playboi Carti thing.
Oh. Yeah.
You're doing a video with her?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's going to be so crazy.
I DM'd her on Instagram because, like, I like her, you know? And, like, I grew up listening to, like, Work by her. Like, I know she kind of blew up off Fancy, but, like, I was listening to Work, like, Welcome Out in these Louboutins.
Fancy's just too old school.
I'm
a Work head.
I like all her music, and then I hit her up, and she was telling me, like, she's gonna do a music video soon, and, like, I was like, I want to be in it, like, let me in it, and then she was like, yeah. So then, like, I met her, and she was super cool, she's super nice, and, like, in the pictures we have together, like, she definitely looks like a whole foot taller than me, but it's also because she was wearing heels. She's very tall, but, like, it was just the heels, really. And then the other, like, maybe like 3 or 4 days after, I was like, oh, do you want to come to the studio? And then, like, she came and she spit, like, a really fire, like, verse on one of my songs. And, like, I just hit her up a few days ago because, like, I'm starting to, like, direct my own music videos. So, like, I hit her up a few days ago to ask her, like, What are you looking for in the video? Like, what is something that you want to do so I could write it in the treatment? So uh-huh. I just want to make sure she's comfortable with everything. But, like, I have this really dope theme, so it's lit.
Wow. So when she pulls up in the studio, she was just, like, alone? She didn't have anybody helping her with the song or anything?
No, I mean, she came with her homeboy, but...
She just wrote the shit?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. See? Proof right there. Iggy writes her shit. Damn, I can't believe you guys knew a video together. That's actually going to be crazy to see what people have to say about that.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm excited for them.
Yeah, I'm excited too. She is so pretty. And her butt is so big.
Yes, I have heard both of those things, yes. I myself have no opinion about those things, but yeah, she does look pretty good. I'm not going to lie, yeah. Damn, that's dope. Okay, so anything else? Any other tidbits you can give us of new shit that's coming?
You just dropped a video, Level Up.
Yeah, I just dropped Level Up.
Right.
OnlyFans bussing. Life is good.
The OnlyFans is still bussing?
Yes.
You don't have one? Just you?
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
She gonna make one though.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh. you gotta do a photo shoot with my girl.
Yeah?
That would change the game.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, hey, let's go. OnlyFans, why not?
I mean, like, I do all, like bathing suited. Like, I just do, like, lingerie shoots and stuff. I don't ever get naked on there, so I don't know what she does on OnlyFans, but I just know I'd be in, like,
that's a new wave, is girls who don't do anything crazy sexual on OnlyFans doing collabs with girls who are full-on porn stars, and then they just, like, take hot photos together, and then everybody buys it because they just assume that they're going to be doing more than... whatever, but it's like, hey, buyer beware, buddy. I don't know. You should do a song called Buyer Beware.
Okay.
Just
okay.
It just sounds. I think it sounds like a good song.
You
there, personally.
It. You
yeah.
do it then.
I'll do. I got. You don't think I got songs? I got albums of heat. My greatest hip hop albums of all time.
Where's okay. that?
Yeah, where's that?
I just keep it in the tuck. I don't want to make Drake feel like shit and like realize that I got more heat than him or whatever, you know.
Bye.
Okay, I appreciate you guys coming on the podcast together, and I am very enthusiastic about you guys' endeavors, and hopefully much more success in the year to come.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For sure.
You see, this one went a lot more smooth.
I thought the other one was smooth too. It was maybe a little less.
I feel like I was
intense.
Awkward in my, I was slouched.
You were definitely awkward, but yeah. It was fun. I think we said that afterwards. It's like I kind of have a hard time resolving the fact that the girl that I just interviewed is the same girl from those music videos. You were kind of like
was,
so
yeah, I was
chill and
it.
Sort of nervous in comparison that I was like, yeah. But now you're right because like this is kind of a different version of you. I think yeah.
I'm in a more happy place than I was then. Yeah.
Well, just know that the whole office is a big fan of what you have going on, and they're also extremely fascinated by you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. You guys are killing it. Much respect. Much love. We got to get the JoJo Siwa collab going, actually, after Iggy.
I feel like she wouldn't really dabble in my...
That's what I was thinking, too, but I feel like who cares? Fuck it. No, we'll kidnap like her and make her do the video.
Let's not.
No.
It would be really epic, but I just don't... I don't know. I have, like... When I hear people, I be like, oh, yeah, they would never want to work with me. But just because they write, like, they're just a different style of music. Like, I wouldn't do a song with Adele.
You wouldn't?
Like, I mean, like, I don't think it would sound right. Like, me rapping on her, screaming, like, singing, like, some soft-ass heartbreak melody. And I'm like, yeah, I want to suck on her clit. Like, right after she did all that, like, I don't think that would sound right. Like, I would work with her definitely if I knew how to sing better. But, like, yeah.
But maybe Adele might need a little bite. You know, she needs a little edge. Like, maybe she feels like the shit she's been doing got a little stale. Maybe I need this young-ass pink-haired girl to be talking about eating pussy on the track. Maybe that's what she needs, you know? A bite on her clit. Like, I like how that was your own idea of like that's an average BB Cocaine lyric.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. I appreciate you guys so much. BB Cocaine, Next Youngin, go out and support their shit on Spotify and iTunes and all that bullshit. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Like, comment, subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. And we will see y'all Friday because we're playing your music. Thank you, girls, very, very much.
Oh, look. Thank you.